This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we were speaking before the break with Camilla Gray Nelson, who is a dog trainer, a business owner, and an author, and she owns, as I mentioned, I got a good laugh out of it, Derrydale Doggy Dude Ranch and Training Center. Where do you come up with these names, Camilla? Because between that and the lipstick and the leash, you just have got me. Absolutely. You get my attention.
I just have a gift, I guess. I entertain myself with words.
There you go.
Well, you've got to have fun with it. I wanted to ask you about some of your lecture topics. I saw a page on your website that said that you've done different kinds of lectures. And if you can describe, one of them was leaders versus leash holders. Are you walking the dog of life, or is it walking you? And that's something I see a lot, where people say they're out walking the dog, but they're really not. The dog is really walking them. How do people deal with that?
Well, again, I get back to the difference between training and obedience, and the dog and your relationship with your dog sort of being symbolic for the rest of your life and how you manage it. If you can't manage the dog, you may not be managing your life most effectively either. Agree?
Okay.
So let's talk about obedience and leadership versus just training for a second. A dog is trainable in that you can teach a dog a trained performance like a sit or a stay. Those are training aspects, a trained behavior. That has nothing to do with who the dog sees you as. Does the dog see you as a leader or just as a cookie machine? Mm-hmm. Whether or not the dog obeys you in a distracted situation when they have competing priorities has nothing to do with how they're trained. Mm-hmm. They might not feel like having that cookie right just then. They'd rather chase that cat. Mm-hmm. That's the problem most people have with their dogs in training until they understand that obedience is something different. Mm-hmm. Positioning yourself in the relationship with your dog so that they see you as the maker of the rules, the leader, the one that is calm and never emotional or angry, but very pragmatically effective in enforcing the rules that you set. That's leadership in the animal world. And when I see people walking their dog and not only letting the dog walk ahead of them, but pulling them down the street, who is leading whom?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are being dragged along by the dog. The dog's going wherever he wants, whenever he wants, for as long as he wants. In the dog's world, that means you're the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go home and wonder then why your dog ignores you. When you ask for something, you just spent 20 or 30 minutes on the walk telling him he was the boss.
You know, and the funny thing is I always get down to that critical feeling of, but he wants to snoop. He wants to explore. I mean, that's his, like, natural, like, I've got to explore the world around me. So I kind of let him do the leading in many situations. Is that wrong, or should we, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like I get off on the fact that he's exploring in front of me, you know, what he can smell. He doesn't pull or whatnot, but he's exploring. And I'm just wondering, is that an issue?
You know, my employees really want to read the newspaper when they come to work too.
Right.
They're on my time clock. They're on the job. They mm-hmm. don't read the paper on company time.
Okay.
There's break time for reading the paper and doing your internet stuff. But what I'm saying is don't waste the one time you have to clearly tell your dog that he's working for you and you're a great boss.
Mm-hmm.
That walk is is a godsend for you. Yes, it's sir. Time. That's a time where you can make sure the dog walks slightly behind you. You're talking to the dog. You're giving him encouragement. You're telling him what a great job he's doing. You really appreciate that, like a good boss would do. Recognition, reward, encouragement. But the dog is working for you. Now, if you want to stop somewhere on the walk and officially put your dog on break and say, go sniff, buddy, go sniff, and let him take a few minutes to read the paper, you know, sniff the ground, read the doggy paper, great.
Mm-hmm.
But let your dog be really clear on who the leader in his world is. If you watch dogs, and I have some fabulous photographs in my book, A Lipstick and the Leash, and on my, I think it's on my website, but when I give my talks, I have photographs of dogs in a dog park. Three dogs running free, no leashes, no collars, nobody giving them commands. They're chasing a frisbee. In every photograph, snapped over a 30-minute period, the same dog's in front, the same dog's second, and the same dog is third.
Mm-hmm.
Where you walk in relationship to your dog and where he walks in relationship to you in the dog world has meaning.
Wow.
That's what I mean about having an insight into canine psychology, motivation, social structure. If you don't know that that has meaning to the dog, you will be saying things to your dog that you really don't intend to say.
Right.
It's like traveling in a foreign country where you don't understand the language. And if you're not careful, you say something very embarrassing.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That could happen.
So you've had a lot of powerful, engaged opportunities with your clients, not specifically the dogs, but the people that own them. Tell us a little bit about that, you know, how that's changed some people's lives in understanding that kind of relationship and what they've been able to take back home.
I'll tell you, the most gratifying and satisfying part of being a dog trainer is that you literally save dogs' lives.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many people over these 20 years have come to me and I am their last ditch hope. The dog is on the way to the pound,
mm-hmm.
or he's going into rescue because they can't handle this dog. And with a few simple tips and guidance and insights, I can turn that relationship around for the dog and the family, and they can live together happily, successfully. Mm-hmm. It's really extraordinary, and it's heartbreaking for me on the other side of that coin to see dogs surrendered for problems I know are so easily fixed. It just rips my heart out.
Right. Camilla, we don't have a lot of time left, but one thing that really caught my attention, you mentioned, you said you had a speaking engagement recently where you talked with business people about classifying other business people like dogs. Can you talk about that for about a minute?
I was actually talking to a group of businessmen about building their business and their client base, and one tip I gave them was to think of their clients as dogs, because people are like dogs. We seek the pleasant and the easy, so I said make your business easy. Offer something easy for them, either easy to sign up or make your business offer a service that makes achieving a goal easy for the customer because you do the work for them. Realize that people must like you and trust you before they pay you, because people are like dogs in a pack. They only trust and communicate with other dogs once they know them and they like them.
Right.
So those kinds of insights were kind of fun.
It's a fascinating topic, and we've really just scratched the surface, but I'm afraid to say we're out of time. But I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been a fascinating conversation. We've been speaking this morning with Camilla Gray Nelson, who is a dog trainer, a business owner, and the author of the book, The Lipstick and the Leash, which is available, I would imagine, at most booksellers. So I can't encourage you enough to go get it. But Rick, we've run into our usual problem. We just never have enough time to talk about all the things we want to. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Bruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk with you again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link.